This is JIS News. Coming up, government to expand schools in Western Jamaica. Industry minister says damaged motor vehicle imports, potential source of economic development, and Japanese government donates emergency vehicles to Westmoreland Parish Council. The news in detail after this break.
Vote for any public sector entity or individual of choice by calling our toll-free line 1-888-991-2752 or vote online at www.cabinet.gov.jm or place your entry forms in voting boxes at various entities.
It's time to vote, time to give the winners recognition. The public sector customer service competition is here.
Now the news. Expansion and improvement works are to be carried out at several schools in Western Jamaica as the government seeks to advance education in the region. On a recent tour of schools in Montego Bay, Education Minister Reverend Ronald Thwaites noted that the expansion project was prompted by the need for more schools in that section of the island. He says another 5,000 secondary school places are needed for Montego Bay in order to completely eliminate the shift system. This will also deal with the issue of students having to travel long distances to school.
That was what encouraged us to develop the Montpellier campus for Anchovy, which we hope to open in January. And there have been some 33 other schools during the past year where we have added capacity to existing institutions so that the students could get a better education there.
The Montpellier facility, which will host the second campus of Anchovy High School, was built in the late 1970s as an agricultural school, but was later used as a base for members of the Jamaica Defence Force before it became a center where Haitian refugees were housed ahead of their return home. Industry, Investment and Commerce Minister Anthony Hilton says the importation of damaged motor vehicles has been identified as a potential area for job creation and increased business development for Jamaica. He says this would also go a far way in helping to better position Jamaica to become the fourth node in the global logistics chain.
Jamaica is already the major transshipment port in the Caribbean, and this will be used to our benefit through the creation of the special economic zones, which will be a vehicle for establishing the facilities in which repairs to imported damaged vehicles will be conducted, depending on the scale and scope of the investment.
Minister Hilton was speaking at the Trade Board's second Imported Damaged Vehicles Stakeholders Consultation meeting at the Ministry's New Kingston offices recently. The Westmoreland Parish Council has received two fire trucks and two ambulances valued at $8.1 million from the Japanese government. The emergency vehicles were donated by the Society for Promotion of Japanese Diplomacy with funding support under Japan's Grant Assistance for Grassroots Human Security Project. Minister of Local Government and Community Development Noel Arscott, in expressing gratitude to the Japanese government, said the vehicles will be of great benefit to the people of Westmoreland.
These vehicles, ladies and gentlemen, will increase the number of fire trucks and ambulances available to the parish of Westmoreland. So we'll have now the establishment of a substation in Betheltown.
One fire truck and an ambulance will be deployed to the Savannah Lamar Fire Station, while the other two units will be sent to the Betheltown Police Station. Meanwhile, Japan's ambassador to Jamaica, Yasuo Takasi, said his government is pleased that the people of Westmoreland will now have improved access to emergency services through the provision of the units. And athletes and their support personnel will now be able to learn about the health consequences of doping directly from medical practitioners. This follows the signing of a two-year memorandum of understanding between the Jamaica Anti-Doping Commission, JADCO, and the Jamaica Medical Doctors Association, JMDA. The agreement, signed on Monday, will run through to December 8, 2016. As a result of this partnership, members of the JMDA will make presentations about banned substances on behalf of JADCO at workshops across the island. Executive Director of JADCO, Carey Brown, says athletes will benefit extensively from the expertise of the doctors. JADCO's public education program includes information on banned substances and methods on the World Anti-Doping Agency prohibited list. Mr. Brown adds that medical practitioners are the best persons to deliver this information to athletes and their support personnel. That was the JIS News. I'm Lorraine Mendez.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.